This is the High Handicappers Club, and I'm your host, Cooper Torres. On this week's episode, I try to defend my terrible Masters picks. We'll also talk about why you should be interested in this week's RSM Classic, and why Scott Harrington could be the key to your vacation fund and also my kids' college fund. So Masters Week is over, and we go down to the RSM Classic, the ever-popular RSM Classic. All joking aside, this tournament has been around for 10 years and offered the opportunity for a lot of golfers who you may not know their names to be able to win and earn exemptions on the PGA Tour. We've seen a handful of those types of winners in this tournament over the last couple years, and some bigger names as well. I mean, in this tournament, we have Webb Simpson, Tyrrell Hatton, Sung J.M., Tommy Fleetwood, Matt Fitzpatrick, Jason Day. So there are a handful of those guys that are playing this week, but really the majority of the field are really looking for some additional career earnings, some additional FedEx Cup points, those types of things, heading into the beginning of the 2020 season. But before we get into that, I'm really here to defend my poor Masters bets. What a bummer it was to watch the majority of those bets go down in flames. Trust me, I was as bummed as anyone. I will say, we got highly unlucky with a handful of those. We'll start with the Adam Scott top 10 after round one bet. Adam was tied for seventh, heading to the 15th hole, which is the easiest hole at Augusta National. He hits his second shot in the water, of course a par five. That's okay on that hole. You can get up and down for par and move on. However, Adam hit his then fourth shot at a perfect distance. It hit off the pin and ricocheted back into the water. So that was the end of that bet. Unfortunately, if Adam would have parred out holes 15 through 18, our pockets would have been a little bit heavier. As for our other bets that we really liked with Kuchar and Kisner, again, both of those players really played terribly in round two. Both of their second rounds were split up due to daylight and weather delays. Both of them shot over par, and the rest is history. We have both of them missing cuts at the Masters for the first time in 2 years. So we move on. That's the rub of the green. And we move on to the RSM Classic. The important note about the RSM Classic is that the first two rounds are actually played on two different courses. So you have the Plantation course and you have the Seaside course. And then for those that make the cut, you will be moving toward the Seaside course, which is a par 70 course. The Plantation course is a par 72 course. Again, what I like about these tournaments is you do have a lot of players who we all really don't know that much about. And with that being said, it actually gives us a really cool opportunity from a betting standpoint if we want to look at some guys who have played well in this tournament in the past, but we really don't know that much about. So let's jump into maybe those guys that we really, they are not household names. Let's start with Austin Cook. So Austin won this tournament in 2018. He finished tied for 11th in 2019. He's played these courses really well overall. A top 20 bet for Austin is plus 400 on DraftKings. I like those odds. I mean, again, he's played here well two of the last 3 years. So that's a bet I would definitely take a look at. Luke List is next up. He finished tied for fourth here in 2019. Again, a top 20 bet is plus 500. he didn't play here, or he didn't play well here last year, but Luke has kind of had a knack for playing in these tournaments and playing well enough to keep his PGA Tour card. Next on the list would be Keith Mitchell. Keith actually lives in Sea Island, Georgia, which is where these courses are. Keith has not been playing well really this season. He won the Honda Classic last year, famously on the 18th hole. He made a 25-footer to beat Brooks Koepka and Ricky Fowler. And he finished top 14 here last year. And a top 30 bet for Keith is plus 400. I see this bet as really an information bet for Keith. He knows, again, he knows these courses really, really, really well. He plays them very often. The last person in this grouping would be Russell Henley. Russell is actually maybe a little bit more of a well-known player than the previous three. However, he's missed the cut at this tournament the last 2 years, and so his odds to miss the cut this week are plus 190 on DraftKings. I do not hate those odds, so I'm gonna sprinkle some on Russell Henley to miss the cut. Here's my safe bet of the week. We saw a surprising, not necessarily surprising, but maybe someone play in the Masters that we haven't seen play very well in the past, and that's Sung Jae Im. Sung Jae is known for playing every single week on the PGA Tour. That's kind of his shtick right now. A top 20 bet for Sung Jae is plus 150 right now. I really like those odds. He played so well last week. I think he's got the game to do it. Here's my outside shot bet at the week for the RSM Classic. Scott Harrington. So Scott Harrington has been top 10 in first round scoring average for the last two seasons on the PGA Tour. He shot 65 here last year in the opening round, which is good enough for tied for second. At the time of recording, his odds to be the first round leader are anywhere between plus 9,000 and plus 22,000. You do the math, that's a $5 bet to win anywhere between $450 and $1,100. That's pretty good vacation fund there. Not only this, but he's also playing the easier of the two courses to start off his round. That's my outside shot bet of the week, Scott Harrington to be the first round leader. So that's what we have. RSM Classic, there will be a lot to look out for here. Again, not a super exciting tournament, especially coming off of the Masters, but again, a tournament that offers the chance for a lot of guys to continue their career on the PGA Tour. As always, thanks again for listening. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, or highhandicappersclub@gmail.com.